The investment. Introduction. Asking why people invest their money is like asking why fools fall in love. The answer to these complex questions is simple. People will risk it all for the future returns. Whether that return is the love and affection of their partner or the yield on an investment vehicle, the primary goal of every investor is to receive a return on their investment. Investors want to create wealth and achieve financial independence. So, they devise an investment strategy and put their money to work for them. There are many different investment strategies available for small, medium, and large investors, including bullet stocks, bullet bonds, bullet commodities, bullet mutual funds, bullet certificates of deposit, bullet real estate. People invest for three main reasons: income, cash flow, appreciation, and value gain. All investing is a function of a risk-reward ratio. For example, appreciation is the passive increase in the value of an investment/asset over a period of time. Appreciation can be attributed to many factors, including increased demand, scarcity, or a growth in interest rates. The market, not the investor, is responsible for the increase in value. That is why appreciation is passive. The investor is not actively doing anything to increase the asset's value. Value gain, on the other hand, is realized when an investor sells an asset that has appreciated in value. The investor has realized a gain on the original capital they invested. Capital gain. Investing in real estate. The benefits and risks. The decision to own or invest in real estate is made for many reasons, both personal and business. All investors seek a return on an investment that is commensurate with the risk taken. These returns may include income, capital gains, and tax shelters. A license holder specializing in investment property must understand the economics of the particular type of property and be able to analyze the performance and potential of the investment property. Because license holders have a duty to practice within their area of competence, one with no background or experience in investment should refrain from giving investment advice to buyers and sellers. Income properties, such as office buildings, generate income in the form of rents. The investor pays operating expenses in the process of managing the property. Common operating expenses include management fees, utilities, insurance, property taxes, maintenance expenses, and vacancy and credit losses. The potential income of a property is the amount of rent that would be collected in a year, assuming that the property was fully rented with no vacancies and no credit losses. This potential income is often referred to as the gross scheduled income or gross potential income. Advantages of investing. Bullet, a hedge against inflation. Bullet, a higher than average rate of return. Bullet, the ability to leverage used borrowed money to make money. Disadvantages of investing. Bullet, a lack of liquidity. Bullet, risk. Bullet, expense. Bullet, need for management. Liquidity addresses the ease with which an investment can be converted to cash. Highly liquid investments include savings accounts, certificates of deposit, stocks, and bonds. If one owns stock that is traded on an exchange, that stock can be sold and turned into cash very quickly. Less liquid investments include collectibles such as art, antiques, and classic cars. Real estate investments are considered to lack liquidity because of the time that it takes to market, sell, and close on a property. A person's money is locked in a real estate investment until it is refinanced or sold and closed. Lack of liquidity is considered the main disadvantage of real estate investment. Real estate investments carry a fair amount of risk. Investors purchase income properties in anticipation of income from rents. They also anticipate a gain when selling the property in the future. There is risk associated with both. Neither the income nor the gain is a certainty. In a declining rental market, rents decline as properties compete for the best of the available tenants. Declining rents make the property less valuable as the returns fall below investor expectations. Additionally, many properties are purchased with a significant amount of debt. High monthly debt payments might make rate reductions impossible in a declining market. This inability to adjust to a changing market may result in the foreclosure of the property. There is likewise no guarantee that a property will be sold in the future at a gain. Properties that are bought on highly speculative grounds are particularly risky. Many investors purchase vacant land, anticipating that development will catch up with the property in the not-too-distant future. Any number of conditions can slow development in the area that will increase the holding time for the property. A declining market that shrinks tax revenues can delay the construction of new roadways. A turn in the political climate in an area toward a no-growth or a slow-growth policy can result in a delay in the expansion of utilities into the area. Any of these factors can require that the investor hold the property for a longer period. Real estate investment income and expense. Operating expenses are deducted from gross income to determine the net annual income of the property. Consider a property with a gross scheduled income of $180,000 per year, with operating expenses of $125,000 per year. Gross income, $180,000. Operating expenses, minus $100,000 to $25,000. Net income, $55,000. Loan payments of principal and interest are not included as operating expenses. The net income of the property is the income, cash, that the owner receives from the operation of the property. The net income is the income that can be used to make loan payments, assuming that the owner financed the property. Tax benefits. Investment in real estate includes certain tax advantages, including bullet tax sheltered income, bullet favorable capital gains tax treatment, bullet deferred taxation on exchanges. Tax advantages are considered the main incentives for real estate investment. Tax sheltered income. Consider the $55,000 net income from the example above. The owner of the property will incur an income tax liability on the income. However, the owner's tax obligation will be reduced because IRS rules allow an owner to depreciate the property over its expected economic life. Under current rules, residential property is depreciated over 27.5 years. Commercial property is depreciated over 39 years. The property is at the end of its economic life when the improvements are fully depreciated. The depreciation of the property is calculated on a straight-line basis as follows. Because land cannot be depreciated, an allocation must be made for land and improvements. An investor might purchase an office building for $540,000. The value of the land was determined to be $108,000. The annual depreciation is calculated as follows. Acquisition cost, $540,000. Land, minus $108,000. Depreciable improvements, $432,000. The office building can be depreciated over 39 years under IRS rules. $432,000 divided by 39 equals $11,077 per year depreciation. This depreciation expense will shelter a portion of the taxable income as follows. Taxable income, $55,000. Less depreciation, minus $11,077. Net taxable income, $43,923. While this may appear to amount to free money, annual depreciation has tax consequences when the property is sold in the future. Capital gains tax. The sale of a capital asset results in either a gain or a loss. A capital gain or loss is realized when property is sold. The gain or loss on the sale of real estate is far more than a simple calculation of the sales price minus the original purchase price. The calculation of capital gain requires that the seller's basis in the property be determined. Basis is defined as the dollar amount that the IRS attributes to a property for the purpose of calculating annual depreciation and the gain or loss on the sale of a property. The capital gain on the sale of a property is calculated by subtracting the adjusted basis from the net sales price. The investor's basis in a property begins with the initial purchase price plus allowable acquisition costs, closing costs, etc. Purchase price, $500,000. Acquisition cost, plus $40,000. Net purchase. Price, $540,000. Over time, the investor may make capital improvements to the property. Capital improvements like recreational facilities and additions to buildings increase the investor's basis in the property. Capital improvements, plus $95,000. Adjusted basis, $635,000. The investor has taken annual depreciation of $11,077 per year. Depreciation reduces the investor's basis in the property. After 7 years, the investor's basis will be adjusted as follows. Less depreciation, 7 years times $11,077, minus $77,539. Adjusted basis, $557,541. Assuming the property is sold after 7 years, this adjusted basis will be used in calculating the capital gain or loss for income tax purposes. When the property is sold, the net sales price must be calculated for tax purposes. The net sales price is equal to the sales price less allowable costs of sale, such as commissions and title expenses. Assuming the property sold for $680,000 with sales costs of $54,000, the adjusted sales price would be sales price, $680,000. Less expenses, minus $54,000. Initial basis, $626,000. Now the capital gain can be calculated for tax purposes. Net sales price, $626,000. Adjusted basis, minus $557,641. Capital gain, $68,359. If a seller agrees to finance the sale for the buyer, seller financing, the transaction may qualify under IRS rules as an installment sale. An installment sale is a sale of property where the seller receives at least one payment after the tax year of the sale. If an installment sale is used, only the profit on payments received is taxed, and interest is taxed as ordinary income. Residential income property is depreciated over a 27.5-year period using straight-line depreciation. Commercial income property is depreciated over 39 years using straight-line depreciation. Land can never be depreciated for income tax purposes. Only improvements can be depreciated. The benefit of the depreciation expense is that it reduces the taxable income of the owner. The economic life is the period during which improvements contribute to value or are being depreciated. When investment property is sold, it might create a tax obligation in the form of a long-term capital gains tax. If the seller wants to defer the payment of tax to a future date, the IRS permits tax-deferred exchanges. Real estate investors can defer taxation of capital gains by making a property exchange referred to as a 1031. In most cases, the properties being exchanged are of unequal value. Additional capital or property included in a transaction to even out the exchange is called boot, and the boot is taxed at the time of the exchange. To qualify for a tax-deferred exchange, the investor must hold the property for at least 1 year.